Good day, greetings once again to you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, for recording late today, but let us continue directly where we left off yesterday. Yesterday, we emphasized that our very time is God's daytime of work. That as if as God visited Israel in Egypt in the old days, likewise God visited us in our time. In Egypt, when Joseph died, there arose a Pharaoh who did not recognize his contribution in Egypt. That the Hebrew people were afflicted, they were traded like slaves, they were loaded with exhausting burdens by their taskmasters. And in their status, in their condition, they were pitiful, you know. And it was like night, it was like darkness as to God and his work. And it took Moses to be 80 years old for God to send him to let his people go out from Egypt. Now, this time, when God called Moses, it was like a God's day time. It was a day dawning. It was a transition, brothers and sisters. It was a day dawn where God is awake, so to speak, and ready for work. Amen. Now, let us read the scriptures in Exodus chapter 3, verses 9 to 11, and then we'll skip other verses. We'll go to verse 16, 9 to 11 and 16. Now, Exodus chapter 3, verse 9. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptian oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, and that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Verse 16, go and gather the children of Israel, and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. Amen. Amen. Now, truly, brethren, this is the fulfillment of the prophecy uttered by Joseph before he died, that God shall surely visit the children of Israel. And he said to the children of Israel, if this happens, you shall carry up my bones with you. Amen. But Moses, in God sending him back to Egypt, he had many what ifs living in the household of Jethro. He learned not to be somebody. He learned to be silent. He learned to live a simple life away from society and shall I say leadership. Amen. Let us read the different what ifs of Moses. He was thinking during which the time God sent him. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, the Bible said, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And Moses answered and said, what? Behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they shall say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. Now, I was reading, the scripture I was reading is Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, and Exodus chapter 4, verse 1. Moses said, who am I that I should go up unto Pharaoh? And he said in chapter 4, verse 1, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. Now, brothers and sisters, is what it was like saying, who am I that Pharaoh would hear me and obey me? This is a question on status of life that is regarding our status in life that Moses reacted to. That is what is me? Who is Moses compared to Pharaoh? That's what Moses was thinking. Would Pharaoh listen to me if I speak? But brothers and sisters, I tell you, when God sends, it is not about the person he sent. It is not to whom he is going also. It is about God and God alone. Amen. It is about God fulfilling his work. It is about God and what he can do. Amen. Amen. Now, another what ifs. In verse 10, chapter 4, verse 10 in Exodus, Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Amen. Now, these brothers and sisters is about Moses' capability. He questioned his capability. For him, he is not the right person to be sent. He said, I am not eloquent. I am not an eloquent speaker. See, but I tell you again, in doing God's work, it is not our capability, because our capability is nothing. Our status is nothing. It only takes the grace of God. Amen. It only takes the grace of God through his might, through his power in us, to fulfill what God desires us to do. Amen. This is not about our earthly training. This is not about our earthly capability. No. This is about the capability of God in us, his power, his might in us. Amen. Now, after all, we are able to do his work. We are able to do his ministry by his might, by his power alone, and not with ours. Amen. Amen. Now, let us move forward in our time. In 1 Thessalonians again, chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, we read again, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Now, shout, we know that this is the midnight cry that happened. Amen. A message of God through our dear brother, Brother Branham, that as Moses was sent in Egypt to call out God's people, Israel, in Egypt, God also sends Moses in our days, saying boldly, come out from among them, my people. the bridegroom is come is coming, go ye out to meet him. Amen. That was the message. A message that foreran the second coming of God. A message in this midnight. Midnight or sleeping time for the world, but daylight, daytime for the called out ones. Amen. The Bible said in Zechariah 14, verse 7, it shall come to pass at the evening time it shall be light. At the evening time it shall be light. Now, this our time is evening time for the world, darkness for the world. But it is light for the called out ones. It is light for the chosen ones. Amen. Light for those who are called and have come out from darkness. And evening for those who remain in their spiritual Egypt. Those who remain in the world. Amen. Can you see that? Brother Branham was like unto the ministry of Moses. It shows that God visited us in our day. If the ministry of Moses was God's power being displayed, so do with Brother Branham. But the nominal Christian doesn't see that. They didn't see that. They are in darkness. They do not know that God's day is here and that this is the time to be awake and to come out from darkness into the light. Amen. Amen. However, brothers and sisters, not all that have come out are really chosen. Amen. For the Bible said, many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. Amen. In Matthew, let us read another scripture. In Matthew 25, verses 1 to 8. This is about the 10 virgins again. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Amen. And then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Amen. Amen. Now, this parable points to the people, the virgins. No? The virgins are the people who heard the message and have come out from the system. Hence, they are called virgins. Amen. But not all of these virgins are wise. Some were foolish. And the question is, what made the foolish foolish and what made the wise wise? Brothers and sisters, it's on the continuity in the light. Amen. The wise, upon bringing with them their lamps, they also bring other vessels containing extra oil, but the foolish did not. Amen. And so, this is about the continuity of life. Yes, the foolish also trimmed their lamps, but without the oil, their lamps cannot continue to shine. Amen. And I tell you, it is only the light of the Holy Spirit that is making us able to continue and be awake in the service of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Not any other oil could supply our roads, could supply our lamps, and continue. It is only the oil of the Holy Spirit that gives us a clear path ahead. Amen. Amen. And so from south, we should enter into a clear and open door set in heaven. Like the one we read in Revelation chapter 4. There's an open door, but that open door is set in heaven. Amen. And so sad to note, brothers and sisters, that only the wise have entered into this next stage where God continue to show forth his light and to those who are still awake and continuing to the next ministry. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? If Israel stumbled at Moses, if Israel stumbled at the law and the prophets, the Bible said in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remained the same veil and taken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. There was a veil that covered their heart as Israel read the Old Testament. All they can see is Moses. All they can see is the law. All they can see are the prophets. They could never see beyond the law. They could never see beyond Moses. They could never see beyond the prophets. They can never see the light that is revealed in their days. That was revealed in their days. Amen. Likewise, brothers and sisters, in our days, Brother Branham was used by God as he used Moses of old. And there are message believers. There are message believers who again stumbled at the man of God. They could never see Christ behind the man's ministry. They could never see the real purpose why God sent a man like Brother Branham. And what do you call those who could not see? They are sleeping, right? Being in the spirit of slumber. Amen. They are in the spirit of slumber. So, brothers and sisters, saints, wake up. Today, God is still awake, that we must be awake too. Don't look at what Brother Branham's ministry was, what he was. Don't just look at history of how God worked with Brother Branham. God is ever present, and he has a present ministry who continues in the light. Amen. And that is the next stage from shout is the voice of the archangel. The voice of the archangel. Amen. It is the voice of the archangel is the voice of the Lord Jesus through the fivefold ministry. Amen. It is the voice of the Lord Jesus through the fivefold ministry. God still continues after the death of his servants. Amen. And he continues working. Amen. And so by this time, brothers and sisters, we can still say boldly, let us do the work of him that sent us while it is day. Amen. So let's still the apostles lay the foundation. Let still the prophet speaks about prophecies and teach prophecies. Let the evangelist continue to evangelize and win souls. Let the pastors continue to take care for the flock. Let everybody take his or her part in the ministry. Let us do the work of him that sent us while it is day. Amen. Wake up, because we are in the light. Let us continue working. Amen. Let us continue until God would say, you are now prepared. And then the next stage will come. And that is the last trump. Amen. The seven thunders will utter their voices and to the chosen prepared. Amen. This is the time of our metamorphosis. This is the time of the changing of our body. Amen. This is the time where full light and revelation of the word will come. Amen. So, saints, be awake. Why slumber when the end is nearing? Amen. God is visiting us today through the shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God eventually, later. This is the day of God's work. This is the daytime for God. Amen. You know, we are very blessed to have seen this that God is doing right now in our time. Other Christians, other nominal Christians, they are hoping to be in the caught up. They are hoping to be in the rapture without knowing, because they are in darkness, because they are sleeping, without knowing, they do not know that God is already calling out his people. And God is already preparing a people for glory through these three ministries we have in this end time. The shout, the voice, and the trump later. Yes, our eyes are blessed, really, brothers and sisters. Amen. Amen. Now, tomorrow, we shall have the summary of this sharing, where we still have few verses of the scriptures to let you see. And as for today, let me say, may God bless you all. May God bless all of you. Shalom.